The Seventh Daughter contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
Have you come seeking knowledge? Do you wish to know the truth? Allow me to show you. Close your eyes and follow the sound of my voice. Allow it to lead you further into the past. When I remove my blindfold, you may look into my eyes. Don't just look at them, look through them, and you will see what they have seen. And all my secrets will be revealed.
The Seventh Daughter.
That's it. Rest. Take as long as you like. There's no hurry.
Rose?
Shh. Lie back, my child, and rest.
Mrs. Davenport.
You've given me such a blessing. My heart is so full of love. I've seen so many pretenders. They feed on my broken heart and will say anything to get my money. I was beginning to lose faith, and then I found you. So honest and pure.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll forgive an old woman for being so forward, but I can't help but wonder if your gift is being perverted. It breaks my heart to think of someone so radiant, so filled with the spirit, performing magic shows on a stage.
One has to earn a living.
That's no life for a girl your age. Do you go to school? Do you have friends?
There is just Rose and me.
Well, it isn't right for you to live alone with this colored woman.
Rose is going to help me reach my father. He owns a sugar plantation in Haiti. And to get there, we need money.
Have you never gone to school? Has she raised you since birth?
Miss Rose is very protective.
From whom is she protecting you?
From those who would take advantage of me.
Men.
Rose says that a mystic possesses her gift only as long as she is a virgin. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Then if I must live a cloistered life, separated from men, in order to preserve my gift, then it's a fate I will accept.
Pandora, look at me, darling. You belong in a better world. There are some who would treasure a girl like you, worship you, allow you to grow into a true woman, a woman of culture and distinction.
Yes?
I would consider it a privilege if I could.
She's come around. With your permission, Mrs. Davenport, I will complete my examination to make sure she's well enough to be on her way.
Of course. I'll step outside.
Where is Pandora? We'd like to leave now. You didn't leave her alone with that doctor.
I'll be perfectly frank with you, China Rose, or whatever you wish to call yourself. If any harm comes to that child as a result of your neglect...
Neglect?
I will see to it that you are prosecuted, and I will personally testify on the girl's behalf. She has a very special gift, and it concerns me that this gift is being exploited rather than cherished.
Would you care for her, clothe her, provide her lodging? We came here as your invited guests. We asked for no remuneration, and none was offered. Not even a bowl of soup. These sittings take a great physical toll on the girl. It will be days before she has recovered her strength. And what will she have gained for having sacrificed so much on your behalf? Answer me that, madam.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Perhaps I could make an offering of some sort. She mentioned needing the fare to visit her father in Haiti.
That is our goal, yes.
I could help you with that. Although...
Yes?
It would be a shame to lose her.
Her father's plantation is facing hardship because of the rains, so I couldn't say when we might return. However, if someone provided us enough money for return passage for the two of us, I would be willing to guarantee that she doesn't remain in Haiti more than a few weeks. I have lived there, you see, and it's no place for an innocent child such as she. Her gift would be in constant danger. There's only so much I could do to protect her.
Could you assure us of her return within 2 weeks?
If we can afford a round trip in comfortable quarters, 3 weeks would be an absolute certainty.
Then you shall have it.
Thank you. You are most generous. And, if you please, Pandora mustn't know you are sponsoring the journey. She would be devastated if she felt her services were being bought and sold.
She is a divine young girl. A gift from heaven.
Yes, indeed.
I am greatly impressed. How are you feeling?
Tired. A little ill.
Here, drink a spoonful of this.
No, I'll be fine. I just need a few minutes to regain my strength.
I'm afraid I must insist. There we go. If I may ask, what function does Rose serve during a sitting?
What function?
Does she have a purpose? Does she instruct you?
She is my guardian.
Against whom is she guarding you?
Those who would corrupt me. When my mind has been spirited away, she safeguards my flesh.
A custodian of your body, then. Nothing more.
Nothing more. Well, she does like to provide a certain air of theatricality.
It cheapens you. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, but we did not invite you here to stage a performance. Is something wrong?
Don't feel well.
Here, have one more spoonful. Pandora, I want you to take this cart. Show it to no one.
Not even Rose.
Please, no one. On it is an address. If you ever need help, if you are ever lost or in danger or need a place to sleep, just go to this address or send a messenger who can tell them where you are. A car will be sent for you to take you someplace where you'll be safe.
Do you think Rose means to do me harm?
Not necessarily, but if something happens to Rose, who is there to care for you?
There is only Rose.
All the more reason for you to take the cart.
Albert?
Yes, my child.
If Rose finds the card on my person, she'll punish me. She'll beat me mercilessly.
All the more reason why we cannot allow you.
I'm safe for now. As long as I obey, she'll do me no harm. But I dare not take the card. I'll memorize the address.
Are you sure?
I think I can manage it.
In fact, I intend to speak to the woman, to Rose, about arranging another sitting without the air of theatricality.
Without Rose.
Just you alone? Do you think she would consider... Here, just put this ball under you. That's it. You're fine. No need to be alarmed. This is all very normal. better? I'll give you a moment to compose yourself, and then you can be on your way.
Is this the good doctor?
This is Albert. Von Schreint Nordsink. More wonderful than we imagined.
But?
The caretaker, the woman of color, she is a potential obstacle.
Who is she?
Some voodoo witch who has made herself the child's guardian and now profits from her. It's obvious now why we haven't heard of her. The woman doesn't let her out of her sight. Ross. China Ross, or so she calls herself. Have you heard of her?
No.
I believe Pandora is worthy of consideration, but I must tell you...
Yes?
After the sitting, I pumped her stomach, as I always do, and I examined the contents... There was no indication of deception, no evidence, but I found a small piece of skin.
Skin?
Yes, about 2 inches square, and characters had been inscribed on the skin in ink, and it appears to have been tattooed into the skin in Hebrew. The word was met.
Met.
To die. To be dead. Death itself.
Why are you at my door? You have no right to intrude upon us.
I'm sorry. You didn't respond to the messenger. It was urgent that I speak to you.
Who gave you this address?
It doesn't matter. It was provided to me.
By whom?
Please allow me to explain.
What is this box?
It is a gift for Pandora, a token of appreciation.
From Mrs. Davenport?
From myself, actually. Is Pandora in?
She is not. But come in. See for yourself the poverty we are forced to live in, so that women like Mrs. Davenport can commune with her past lovers and dead babies.
I am not here to argue with you.
Then tell me quick why you are here, and then be gone.
As you know, we find Pandora exceptionally gifted.
You are telling me this?
Please. We are very interested in studying her abilities further.
You mean to say, after what Pandora showed you, you still are not convinced?
I admit it was astounding, but it was only one. I want to conduct a more thorough study under rigid scientific conditions. It's the only way to prove whether or
Why not... should she prove anything? What do we care whether or not you believe she is real? She is real. You either believe or you don't.
Mrs. Davenport said she promised to pay your passage to Haiti for a 3-week trip.
What of it?
I will only be in this country a few more weeks. If you take Pandora on a 3-week journey, then I shan't be able to do...
To what?
Perform a proper scientific evaluation.
Oh, she is too young for you to evaluate.
Is there an insinuation hidden within that remark?
There is no secret message. You want the girl. It's obvious.
My interest in Pandora is strictly professional. You have my word as a gentleman.
The word of a gentleman. How many women have been ruined by that particular word?
I've come to ask you not to take the journey to Haiti.
But we must, for her father's sake.
I was thinking, rather than taking the girl to Haiti, which you yourself admit is a dangerous place, you could simply send the money to her father. Would that not
You have
the
money
problem?
To give us?
No, not me personally, but...
But?
There are other ways. There is a challenge. $5,000 posted by the Scientific American to any medium whose veracity can be proven. Upon my recommendation, she might be able to obtain an audience.
Or you could just ask the Blackbird.
The Black... I don't know what you mean.
You know. Corbeau. Isn't that where this road is leading?
Oh, I didn't realize.
The Baron was just leaving.
Afternoon, Miss Pandora.
Good afternoon.
I think, for her sake, you should at least consider it.
Consider what?
I will consider your offer.
Goodbye, Rose. And do pardon my intrusion.
How long were you listening at the door?
I heard $5,000.
So he says. But by what measure could they possibly prove your authenticity?
I can do it, Rose. I know I can. I feel it.
You feel it? God help us.
What's this?
A gift from your clumsy admirer.
May I open it?
Suit yourself. Apparently, Schrenk does not appreciate your present attire.
I've never seen anything so beautiful.
This? Like something out of a gothic story. All white, of course. Schrenk certainly is a romantic. I told you, did I not? Put it back in the box.
But Rose, can
Put it back in the box. Don't let him seduce you with his gifts. Flowers one night, a dress another, anything to distract you from his true intentions.
Rose, why would you sneer at a gift as precious
because
as
this? Because of the intention of the man who gave it to you. Look at it. White, covered with frills and lace.
Are you so blinded by jealousy, Rose, that you don't see the full value of this gift?
Go on.
Have you not noticed its resemblance to a wedding dress?
That rather obvious detail has not escaped me.
A dress for a special occasion. When I perform for Albert, he insists that I'm sewn into the black one-piece gown. So there's no place to hide the blades and weapons that Agnes taught me to use. They are useless. And when I reach Corbeau's mansion, he will probably provide me with a new wardrobe.
No doubt.
But this white dress would be the perfect costume for an old soul like me to wear to a ritual.
The widow's dress.
The widow in white. Look at it. It is so ridiculously frou-frou. One could hide an entire arsenal of weapons within its seams. And it will supplement the dress with an hourglass corset, cinched tight and ribbed with whalebone.
Yes. But before we can do that, further preparations are required. You have convinced Schrenk. But Schrenk is not our objective.
$5,000!
Corbeau is worth more to me than $5,000. And we can't just invite ourselves into his lair. He has to want you there.
If we face the Scientific American's challenge...
And you fail, then it's over.
I won't fail.
Mrs. Davenport is putting up the money for a first-class cabin to Haiti.
Haiti?
We exchange the tickets for passage to Europe and allow your reputation to blossom. My race won't be a hindrance to you there. We can cultivate an air of mystery around you, make you a legend in your own time. Maybe we'll visit Schrenk in Germany. In a few months, Corbeau and the others will be begging you to come back to America. Give them the tiniest demonstration of your powers, and they will bow at your feet.
I don't want that. I don't need that. I'm tired of being your puppet.
My puppet?
I'm tired of keeping my eyes open and my mouth shut. I want to do what I want to
do. You can. You will. but not now.
Why not now?
If we wait until you're seasoned, until your past is wiped clean, when you have an armor of fame and notoriety, then he will lower his defenses.
I can do it now. I can kill him.
You'll just walk up and knock on his door?
If I do it now...
Assuming you get in, you'll never get out alive. Corbeau lives in a fortress surrounded by guards. The Pinkertons will kill you before you reach the door. And if you do get away, they'll never stop looking for you.
Even if I kill him?
Especially if you kill him.
You never told me that. Why didn't you tell me that?
Because I didn't care. All I wanted was Corbeau dead. What happened to you after that wasn't my concern. But not now.
Why not now?
Because now I've come to depend on you.
You're using me. Bleeding
me. I've come to have a certain affection for you, Pearl. Personal pride, yes, but something more. Almost as a daughter.
I have a mother, and you let her die.
I love you, Pearl.
My God! You really are the great deceiver.
No, for once I'm telling the truth.
Rose! You taught me too well. I can see the lie in your eyes. There's something you're not telling me. What is it? Rose! How dare you say something like that to me? Something calculated to break my will and make me feel something for you.
Can you honestly say you feel nothing?
After what you've done to me? The endless punishment and abuse?
I rescued you. I gave you a home.
You abducted me so that I would be your puppet and assassin. And beyond that, you don't care if I live or die. You just admitted it. The only reason you want to wait to travel to Europe is so that you can use me a little longer. Squeeze more money out of me before I walk into that death trap.
It's not true. Give me a chance. I still have so much to teach you.
Like cutting babies out of women's stomachs? That's one skill I'll leave to you.
No, no, Pearl. I didn't mean to...
I've suffered enough punishment from you. You took me out of the convent and taught me a trade, and for that I'm grateful. But there are limits to what I'm willing to endure, Rose.
You're right. I had no right to do that.
It's time for me to demonstrate to you what I've learned. I've learned how to be cold, Rose. Ruthless. Heartless. Loveless.
What have I created?
The Medusa. The Gorgon. The Whore of Babylon. All rolled into one. I'll be leaving now. I'll take the dress with me. I earned it. But everything else is yours.
Pearl! Pearl! Pearl, I won't take you back! You leave now! You leave now and you'll be all alone again! You have no one, no one to care for you, no one to care for. No way to stand up to them! Corbeau and all the others! You'll go back to being nothing! You will have failed! You will have failed. Because you're too proud, too stubborn, too cruel. Because you wouldn't allow yourself to love the girl. All you can feel is hatred. Hatred is all you have to give. So that's all she ever received from you. She never loved you, Rose. Why should she? You convinced her to love Davina, so that's what she did. You could see the adoration in her eyes when she looked up at this banner. Davina. Hypnotist, mentalist, mesmerist. That's who she loved, not you. never you. If only she'd known. She can worship you if she wants, but I won't give her an altar to bow down before. I will tear down her idol. I'll deprive her of her goddamn Madonna. Reduce her beloved Divina to a pile of holy relics. From now on, I'll provide my own pipe. Tonight and every night.
Hello. Yes, thank you for calling back so quickly. I wanted you to know Pandora is safe. Yes, out of that woman's clutches. She's here with me now. That's right. Someone's at the door now. Maybe it's them.
Is she here?
She's here. I don't think you'll be needing that.
Let us be the judge of that.
Right this way. Pandora, these men are envoys of Mr. Corbeau. He has sent them to bring you to his home, where you will be safe.
Aren't you going with me?
I shall be along shortly. But the first stage of the journey, you must make alone.
As you wish.
You are Pandora?
I am.
It's funny. I can't help feeling I've done this before.
In what way?
Couldn't say. But it seems like I did this once already.
Did you now?
Yes. To a girl who looked just like you. And I placed a hood. Perhaps this very one. Over her head, just like this. Yes, there we go. And I cinched it tight, just like this.
I say, is that really necessary?
It's all right, Albert. I'm prepared for anything.
I must now replace my blindfold. As my vision begins to fade, your own senses will gradually return. Return to the warmth and the light of your own reality.
The Seventh Daughter is a production of iHeartRadio. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gow. Featuring Minka Wiltz as Rose, and Elizabeth Hunter as Pearl.
There. You may now open your eyes.